Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. We are in the home stretch. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. She's got the coolest job, doesn't she? She's bouncing from cool thing to cool thing, meeting the awesome people, seeing the great places in Wisconsin. Here's our conversation from this past week with Ann Sayers.
She is our awesome Travel Wisconsin secretary, Ann Sayers. Ann, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, and we're going to talk about night lights.
You know, I get this question so often. People are looking for fun things to do at night, and the glowier, the better. So I have all kinds of fun ideas for you today.
Wow, including a mansion transformed by light.
Yes, this is a historic estate, and they transform it into an illuminated wonder. It's the Nature of Light, what it's called. It's a triumphant return it's making right now to the Payne Art Center and Gardens. This is in Oshkosh in Winnebago County. The dazzling display attracts more than 50,000 visitors to the historic estate during 2022 when it first started. This is now the second time they're doing it. Opened to the public in August. It runs each night through October 26th, and you're going to get to experience a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments both inside and outside the Payne. There's light dancers putting on mesmerizing circus-style performances that enhance the viewing experience.
Oh, wow.
So cool, yeah. And while you're there, you can stay the night in a private boutique style by booking a home through TJ's Destination Oshkosh. This is a lodging property. They rent gorgeous lakeside cottages and homes on Lake Winnebago, large enough to accommodate up to 16 guests.
Oh, I love Lake Winnebago. Oh, that's fantastic. It sounds so good. We can also wander in the gardens glowing in artful light in Madison.
Discover a nightlight experience. Been wowing visitors in Madison for a decade now. It's called Gleam. It's an annual exhibition hosted at the Olbrich Botanical Gardens. It features large-scale light installations that are created by local, regional, and international designers. You'll stroll through the 16-acre garden inside the Tropical Conservancy, too, to see this beloved destination in a new light. You can book your tickets soon, though. Gleam runs Wednesdays through Saturdays until October 25th. Got to check that out. And then if you get into town early, grab a slice or two or three from Ian's Pizza. It's Pizza by the Slice business. It's an institution in Madison. And they operate a location inside Garver Feed Mill, which is right next to the Olbrich Botanical Gardens. They have a very wide and oftentimes wacky selection of specialty pizzas, so check that out. And then finally, stay the night at the historic Governor's Mansion Inn. Stately Inn. They have 9 beautifully furnished guest rooms, each with their private ensuite bath.
So nice. And follow a whimsical journey through the woods of Wisconsin Dells.
So here's some really fun steps. So you can let your inner child lead the way on a whimsical journey at Aqua Via Lumina. The Wilderness Resort unveiled this year-round attraction last fall. It's been dazzling visitors ever since. Aqua Via Lumina, it's a multimedia storytelling experience that takes you on an enchanted nighttime walk through the woods. And the story follows a mystical deer on a journey that's looking for a legendary spring. So you'll follow along a mile-long path where there's lighting and projections and sound and set design that combines in this really beautiful, unique way to tell the story. They open daily at dusk. While there, visit one of the Dells' newest dining establishments. It's called Dawn Manor. It's a reconstructed 1855 estate. It features a speakeasy and a Victorian-inspired restaurant. There's 5 period-themed dining rooms that create a distinct experience for guests and really a lovely menu. Everyone's going to love it. And then finally, this is so cool. I just got to do this. It's a mountain coaster. It's called the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. It opened this year. It's super family-friendly. You get to zoom down this hill. And they recently began offering night rides on weekends as a new way to take in all that fun. Plus, they have some fun Halloween offerings right now, too.
Oh, that's so fun. Did you hear what's going on next Thursday and Friday at the Ware Nature Center?
No, tell me more.
Yes, a spooktacular event. They're going to have a wrapping bug. They're going to have bones. It's like really family friendly. It's going to be informational for a lot of young children. And they have a trail at the Ware Nature Center in Hales Corners where there's going to be more than 300 jack-o'-lanterns that will be lit. And it starts at 6 o'clock and it goes through 8:30 at night.
Oh, that sounds so cool. People are going to love that.
I know. And the tickets are selling out. So if you just go to the website, Ware Nature Center, then you can get tickets. So I just had them on just the other day this week. So I just figured I'd mention that. And also we can go to travelwisconsin.com and see the fall color report. Right, Ann?
yes, things are slow this year, but also when it starts to go, it starts to go. So you got to start planning your trip now, travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport. You'll find out where the leaves are peaking throughout the state.
Awesome. Start your fall getaway, travelwisconsin.com. Travel Wisconsin Secretary Ann Sayers, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm telling you, what a gig. Ann's got the gig, that's for sure.